welcome to the Instagram Stories for Monday, August 18th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, we're going to dive into what the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, shared on his weekly Ask Me Anything. Last week, he answered questions like, will bonuses for Reels be back? How does the map thing work? Can anyone see what I repost? Does putting captions in a Reel affect its reach? And a lot more. We're going to get into all of those questions, but first, a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's dive into the questions and answers from the head of Instagram. And first, let's talk about the Reels bonus program. Historically, Instagram had started to roll out the Reels bonus program, then rolled it back. Adam Mosseri explained that the Reels program needs to make Instagram money for it to be worthwhile. And the fact of the matter is, you are already creating Reels and Instagram is not paying you for those Reels. So for them to pay you, there has to be a really good reason. You might think of the phrase, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? Because we have been giving content to Instagram for free for a long time. Here's Adam's answer to the question, will bonuses for Reels be back?
So we're still working on bonuses and trying to get them to a sustainable place. For us to launch bonuses more broadly, we need to make sure that we don't just burn money. Obviously, they need to be at least break even. The payouts need to not be embarrassing. Writing someone a check for a dollar is probably not a great idea. And the eligibility criteria needs to be transparent, I think. You should know why you are eligible or ineligible for a bonus. We're working on that both for photos and carousels as well as for videos, and we have not gotten there yet, but we have made progress this year. And if we do get there, we will scale it up either in the US or to other countries. And if we don't, we won't, because it has to make sense for us as a business. And right now it doesn't yet, but I'm cautiously optimistic we'll get there over time.
Did you catch what he just said? Let's, by comparison, look at how YouTube works. For every dollar made on YouTube, YouTube keeps 45 cents and the creator gets 55 cents. You don't see the YouTube team making videos going, oh, we have to do what's best for YouTube before we pay creators. No, that's insane. They recognize the value that creators bring to the platform. Okay, let's move on to another topic. The next question, will I be penalized for unfollowing a bunch of people I'm no longer interested in? No, of course not. I always recommend that you keep the number of people you're following as low as possible so you actually have a chance to interact with the content that you want to see and that you care about. I also recommend turning off suggested feed posts so that you're primarily seeing the content from the people that you've chosen to follow. Of course, you can always change to your following feed. That works as well. But I recommend keeping the number of accounts you follow as low as possible, absolutely under 500. For me, that's the sweet spot. Here's Adam's answer to the question, will I be penalized for unfollowing a bunch of people I'm no longer interested in?
Nope, you're not going to be penalized in any way for unfollowing people that you're not interested in. We want people to feel comfortable unfollowing and pruning their graph as best they see fit, right? You should be able to shape the experience into something that you love. So feel free to unfollow as much as you want.
Okay, let's move on to some questions about how Instagram works, and let's start with stories. If you're not familiar with what makes stories unique, I will explain it. On every other way of posting content on Instagram, Reels, carousels, photos, videos, whatever it is, if someone does not like the content or make a comment, you don't know that they saw it. They might have viewed it. They might have watched a reel you posted 10 times and you would get that view count, but you wouldn't know that that specific person watched your reel or not, unless they tell you or something like that. Stories are different because when you look at your stories, you can see every single person who watched your story. It doesn't matter if they watched it for one time or five times, you see that they watched your story. So the question here, if I quickly skip someone's story, can they still see that I saw it? The answer is yes. It doesn't matter if you didn't watch the whole thing. As long as you saw a fraction of a second of it, it counts.
If you do quickly skip by someone's story, you will still register a story view. And if they go to their story and scroll through the full list, they will be able to see that you viewed it. So that is how the system works. I want to make sure you understand that.
By the way, if you want to watch stories anonymously, you have a bunch of options to do that. You could create a Finsta, don't make a profile picture for it, don't make it in any way attached to your name or email address, and you can watch whoever's stories you want. You can also go to the website that I use, which is save-free.com, and you can download people's stories from there and, of course, watch them anonymously, only if they have a public account. If they have a private account, that's a whole other story. Okay, let's move on to the next question, which has to do with how reposts work. The question, can everyone see what I repost? The answer to that is yes, if you're a public account.
If you repost something, people who have access to your profile, so if you're a public account, anybody, and if you're private, people who you've approved, can see what you have reposted on your profile. There'll be a tab with all of your reposts in one place.
Okay, let's move on to the next. How does this work? And talk about maps. If you're not familiar, we talked about maps extensively last week, explaining how they work, how your location gets shared, and how to turn that off. The question, how exactly does the maps thing work? Here's Adam's answer.
Definitely want to clarify how the map works. So you are not sharing your location unless you proactively decide to do so. And if you do decide to share your active location, then you can do either with your close friends, a selected list of people that you curate yourself, or followers that you follow back. So that we call that friends. But by default, you're not sharing your active location. If you do add a location proactively to a story or a post, then it will also show up on the map, but that is not your active location. There was a lot of confusion about this. We're trying to simplify the design this week and next so it's easier to understand. Apologies for the confusion, but you are in control of your location data. You're not going to share any location data unless you decide to.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to discuss some feature suggestions that Instagram badly needs, and we'll talk about whether or not adding captions will help your reach or not. Stick around. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, the next one. Does putting no caption in a reel affect its reach? I believe this person is referring to closed captions here, also called subtitles. Here's Adam's answer.
Not directly, but you have to remember that a lot of people while they're scrolling through a feed don't have sound turned on. I think it's about half and half. So if you have captions, it helps people know what you're saying. And if what you're saying is going to get someone's attention or help someone be more likely to engage with your reel, your video, then it will help. So if it gets more likes, more reshares, more attention, and then it will get more reach as a second order effect. So we don't boost content because it has captions on it, but captions often make content more engaging, particularly for those who do not have sound on as they're scrolling through feed.
He mentions about feed posts there, but just as a reminder, stories support captions as well, or subtitles, so you should definitely turn them on if you can. There is very little reason to not have these captions on, and if you're perhaps laying in bed next to a sleeping spouse and you don't want to turn the volume up, you can still read what's going on by using the captions, which to me is one of the best reasons. Okay, let's move on to the feature suggestions. The first one. I would love to be able to rearrange carousel photos after I post. This is very good, and actually, you should be able to add pictures to a carousel after you've posted it as well. Well, you should be able to add pictures or video to a carousel after you've posted it.
I get this one a lot. I agree it's a good idea. We are not working on it right now, but there's no reason not to. Hopefully, we will get to it in time.
One more feature suggestion, and this is the last one we're going to talk about today. Is there a way to include screenshots as part of insights? Screenshots are more valuable than saves. This person is making a very good point. If someone screenshot your content, it's because they want to save it in a very specific way to save off Instagram or share off Instagram in a way that Instagram historically has not provided any way to track. This is a great suggestion.
That is actually interesting. I haven't heard that request before. I'll talk to the team and see what they think.
Nice to know that Adam is listening to these suggestions, even if they don't have anything to do with creators earning more money on the platform. You know I was going to circle back around to that. You knew that was going to happen. That is going to do it for today's episode. As always, thank you for listening, and be sure to come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you need to know.
Let me tell you a couple things that you should know about me. A product manager, but do not have a bachelor's degree. But actually, that's factually a fraction of me. Another fraction's posting content irregular and irrationally. Still probably won't get a job at the Grammar. They forgot, they don't know, or don't care who I am. Ooh. That's why you never see me at the parties and events. My lack of followers must make me irrelevant. Yeah. Don't have a course, a book to sell to make a bag of grand. Not a social media marketer, don't represent any brands. Plain to see, don't have an agency, but I got a lot of spam. Just putting in the work without the glitz and glam. Won't catch me eating fish unless it's shrimp or clam. No six pack, no risk, that there's a gym card in my hand. Don't have a full time job, but I got a lot of plans. Stay plotting, dropping knowledge on TikTok and Instagram.